Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This is our bonus episode number 8 for the COVID coronavirus pandemic that we're currently living through, where we come to you in real time to talk about what the heck is going on in this topsy-turvy world of ours. Laura, I want to know, because I haven't seen you forever, what's going on? How are you guys handling things the last couple weeks? How are you doing?
Yeah, so it's May 20th. 2 days before my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, what a special way to spend your birthday.
Yes. It's just everyone's number one choice of how to spend your birthday. I was talking to my cousin, whose birthday is a few days before mine. And he was like, everyone was asking us when we were going to do for our birthday. Oh, I should say he and his wife have the same birthday.
Oh, okay.
Like, what are you going to do? And he's like, well, seriously considering staying in and not seeing anyone.
Such homebodies.
Yeah. But yeah, so... As you know, a lot of states are opening up. Yeah. You hear all these stories about states starting to, you know, start school again, daycares opening up, shops opening up. Los Angeles, on the other hand, we have extended our stay-at-home order till July.
Through July.
This is what I was going to ask you. I wasn't even sure if it was to July or through July because I just like didn't want to Google it because I was just like, does it matter? Like at this point. So, it's getting hard. Like it felt like I could handle the social isolation for a couple months. And I have, you know, we've gone, what now, March, April, and almost all the way through May. Right.
Yeah.
And it's not great, but it's been fine. Like, I've gotten into a bit of routine. We've talked about it on the show that, you know, we're making it work.
Mm-hmm.
But the day that they announced that, I got a message from you. You were like, guys. And it was to me and Jen, our friend Jen. And you were like, anyone else losing their mind? That day I was okay. But, like, the next day I was like, I'm not okay. But
interesting, because I didn't know that, because you seemed so fine when I sent that. And I like plummeted that day. That news just shook me. I was like down for days after that, like knowing how much longer we definitely have to do this. So well, interesting.
It felt like a sort of two-parter for me, because on the first, like I saw the headline and I was like, yep, I was expecting that. Then I think it just started sinking in because like in my mind, I was like, we're going to be like this till September. But I never really thought I was kind of going day by day. So I didn't really think much about like the reality of what that meant, you know?
Right.
And then as I thought about it more, I'm like, oh, fuck, like the whole summer, not seeing anyone. And then the thing that was really concerning for me is I'm starting to notice when we go out to parks or just on a walk, my toddler like obsessively stares at other kids and adults. He is just mesmerized seeing other people. And I'm starting to think it's time to expand the bubble a little bit for that very reason. I think they say, you know, oh, they're toddlers, they're at an perfect age. All they need is their parents. That might be true, but it seems like he really does miss like the very bare minimum of socializing. I don't think he necessarily needs a whole daycare full of kids, but I think he is missing out on some level of just contact with other people. And I am too. But I can like think about it and talk about it and talk to my friends on the internet and stuff.
True.
So I don't know. So the extending of the stay-at-home order has been, it's making me reevaluate. I want to stay safe on one hand, because I really want to stay safe, because I am fully convinced like there's going to be a second wave. And, you know, I have the privilege of being able to stay home. So I really intend to continue doing all the things we're still doing, but just maybe doing it with like another family, you know, considered in our bubble, or Corey's mom, you know. So I don't know. We haven't done anything yet. We've just been thinking about it a lot, because I just don't think it can be healthy for any of us to be completely 100% isolated until August.
I know. I miss you guys especially so much, and I feel like I'm missing seeing your little guy grow up. I haven't seen him in so long. They're like different people now, these little ones.
I know, they're so much bigger. They're doing all kinds of new things.
I know.
Talking.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. So I don't know. That'll be a TBD, you know, or TBA to be announced. We haven't made up our minds about anything, but I think we're trying to think of like a safe enough framework to do it, you know, to really look at sort of our risk tolerance, which I think my risk tolerance is fairly low. Like I don't want to take a lot of risks, but I do think that expanding just a tiny bit with like one specific group that is also being as paranoid as we are, you know, that will be just marginally more risky, and the value of the socializing would probably outweigh that. Because I mean, the truth is that there are health benefits to socializing.
Yes,
we're not supposed to be isolated. Humans are social animals. So
yeah, and I went to the pediatrician the other day for Cece's checkup, and the doctor was like, "Yeah, we're going to have to start expanding our bubbles," because he's like seeing a lot of cases of depression and kids and stuff, especially teenagers, of course. And he's just like, we can't keep this up for a year or 2 years. Who knows how long it's we've got to take those calculated risks, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's on the horizon for us for sure. And the other sort of downer thing that happened to me recently that is COVID related is that I woke up the other day, like 2 days ago, and my phone was just not working. And I looked at it, and the freaking like side, I have an iPhone 10, iPhone X or whatever, and the screen was separating from the side. Like something had swollen up inside. I think it's the battery.
Oh, I bet that's the battery.
The battery had swollen up. So normally, what would you do? You'd
Go to the Apple store.
Go to the Apple store, get an appointment at the Genius Bar, get your phone replaced. My phone is 2.5 years old, so it's out of like Apple care, but I think the battery is still under warranty. However, there are no Apple stores open. None.
So I
chatted with Apple support, and they're like, you should go to an Apple certified, repair shop and bring it into them and have them like assess it, because they said they couldn't like tell if it was under warranty until someone official looked at it, right?
Okay.
So I called the only Apple certified place like within 5 miles of me, but their first appointment is June 15th.
Oh, barf.
So
that's so long to be without a phone. Just buy a new one.
I just bought a new one. Well, yeah. Yeah, well, the thing is, I've been wanting a new one, and there's nothing I can do. Like, I can't wait a month and a half or a month to get a new phone, you know? It's, you know, you need a phone. Phones are important.
I mean, I think that's considered essential business. Why aren't these Apple stores open? Come on, people.
Now I'm worried that like my phone's gonna explode or something. I don't know what to do with it. Like, should I be keeping it outside? Should I like, I don't know, listeners, if you know what I should do with it, let me know, because it's just sitting. I'm not charging it, but it's just like sitting on my bedside table, because what do you do with it?
I don't know. Dig a hole in the ground and plop it in there. That just feels so blasphemous. I don't know.
It does. It does. My plan is to try to take it in once we can, like once Apple stores open back up, and see if I can at least get like a trade-in value or something. Because the other thing that sucks is that it's like pristine. I've kept a case on it and like a screen protector on it, and it's perfect. I was hoping to be able to like turn it in for some money so I could. Anyway, I have a iPhone 11. I got the green iPhone 11.
Nice.
And I didn't know they came in like cute pastel colors now. So I'm really excited.
I have a blue one. I love it so much.
I didn't
know
that. So I have the green one coming. It's literally on the UPS truck out for delivery right now.
happy day.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess it's a good thing. I probably wouldn't have gotten a brand new phone if I could have gotten it repaired.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the one final check-in I wanted to give was a funny one about my 16-month-old toddler. So, you know, we have a yard. So usually we go and play in the yard. And what's been happening is he'll like walk up to the gate and like point and go, because he wants to like go down to the street. And a lot of times I don't have my mask on, I don't have one handy. So I'll say, oh, no, we can't go down to the street right now, baby. I don't have my mask. We need to stay in the yard. Sometimes it's an excuse. Sometimes I don't want to go to the street, and I'm just like, I don't have my mask. I guess we can't go down. So now what he does is as we are leaving the house, he goes, "Misk, misk."
Oh, he wants you to be prepared.
The kid has learned how to say mask.
Oh,
and then he walks up to the gate and goes, "Misk, misk." I'm like, well, I guess so. Okay.
Smart cookie.
I know. So he's learned mask. And that is a COVID baby.
That is. So,
anyway,
yes.
That is what's been going on with me since we last talked. Shauna, what's going on with you in your coronavirus world?
So, yeah, the extension through July also really brought me down. That knocked me down. Not that I don't love being with my family. It's, you know, just a lot to be with them every single day, relentlessly, and not be able to see your friends and stuff like that. But I'm trying to focus on the positive. So here are some things that have been giving me life during this quarantine.
Okay.
You know, I'm part of the Buy Nothing group in my neighborhood. And somehow I ended up being the recipient of a box of self-tanning towels.
What? Wait, self-tanning towels? I didn't even know these existed.
Yes, neither did I. But this woman who I've given some baby stuff to, she's like, I have these tanning towels from Kate Somerville. They're my absolute favorite. I have an extra box and I want to make a mom feel fabulous. And I was like, do they work on really pale skin? Because that sounds fun. And she gave them to me. And I've like been self-tanning every few days for no reason, other than it's just like super fun thing to do and wear shorts. I don't know. It's just like that and like the haircut Steve gave me, you know, is like giving me life. Mm-hmm. And like every couple of days I put on some makeup. So like all of these little like superficial self-care things are just making me feel happy.
I need to back up. Are they like baby wipes, these tanning towels? I don't understand. I need a visual.
Oh, okay. So it comes all folded up in a square foil pouch about the size of a slice of American cheese.
Okay.
And you take it out. It's already pre-moistened with the tanning solution. And you unfold it. And it's probably about the size of... it's about the size of a couple baby wipes. And yeah, it's okay. Like a baby wipe kind of thing, but it's just full of self-tanner. And then one of these little towels, towelette is what it's called. Mm-hmm. It has enough tanning solution to cover your whole body. And wow. You just like go like that. You don't have to squeeze shit on your hands. Because, you know, I've done some self-tans before and I just don't have the patience for them. I don't like that goopy stuff and... I never do a good job, but I do a pretty good job with these, and they're super easy, and I really love them. So,
did we go self-tanning in a spray?
Yes.
Okay, I thought that was you. What? That was a good 12 years ago, I want to say.
Yes. You guys were about to go on, like, a trip to the Caribbean, and me, you, and your boyfriend at the time were like, let's go do a Mystic spray tan.
He came with us. I've blocked that out. He was a jerk.
Yes, as you should, but I remember it because it was hilarious to me that the tanning spray did not penetrate all of his arm and leg hair.
So that's right.
Didn't
he was
soak
very
into his
hairy.
Skin, so he was a blotchy tan person.
What I remember two things about that. It was one of those like spray booths, and we got a Groupon. It was some like incredibly cheap thing. That's why we were like, why not?
Yeah,
we were just out of grad school, I think, just out of grad school, and we wouldn't have been able to afford like a spray on tan. So we went to some random place in Burbank and went into the little cubicle, and I remember you had to like do like a march, like a walk with your arms going up and down. But here's what I remember about that. I did not wait long enough to put my jeans on afterwards.
Oh.
And then I put my jeans on and then I sat in the car and drove back from Burbank to Echo Park, which is like a 15-20 minute drive. And I guess that meant that the sun tanning solution didn't like absorb fully into my skin. And I had the most uneven, like I looked like I had some kind of skin condition where the backs of my like the calves and thighs were completely white. And I am a very pale person. And then there was like splotchy, orangey, bad fake tan all over the rest of me. So, you know, I went on a nice cruise in the Caribbean and looked like hell.
Yeah. Oh, so funny. Oh, sorry to laugh at your misfortune, but yes.
Oh, no. It was funny. So anyway, that was the last time I self-tanned, by the way.
I gave up.
I swore off of it after that.
Yeah, I might have too. I don't remember. But I've always coveted a tan because I am also very pale. I think I might even be paler than you. I feel like we've compared arms before. Mm-hmm. And so I just always think it's like so dreamy to have a tan. So I'm really like living my best tan life here in quarantine.
I like Kate Somerville products. I've had like some of their skin products and they always smell so good.
Mm-hmm. This is good too because it doesn't smell real bad. A lot of self-tanners have this like really kind of offensive smell. But yes, I did not mean to talk so long about tanning during our COVID check-in. I just wanted to share some bright spots of my time in lockdown. The other thing I've started doing, and it's kind of giving me life, is buying the shit online for the girls to entertain them. I mean, I've already had that kind of addiction a little bit, but now that I'm saving so much money every month from preschool you know, watching her myself, I'm like, you know, I can spend some money on stuff to entertain the kids around the house. So I've bought a swing, a climbing ladder, kinetic sand, these magic water beads, expanding fake snow, a giant inflatable panda that's a sprinkler. I mean,
oh my God.
It's truly become like a daycare playground at my house because I'm just like, I need to entertain these kids. So I feel like I've gone off the deep end a little bit. And also, I really want to invite other kids over to play with this shit because, of course, my kids are like, oh, cool, a panda that's like 3 times my size, and then they ignore it after 2 minutes. Mm-hmm, so,
yeah. Well, we got to get into negotiations about bubble expansion then.
Yes. Yes, definitely. But you know, the thing that like makes me really wonder about that is my next point is that I'm the one that kind of ventures out in my house like to do essential things like food and deliveries. You know, we get food and groceries, we get that delivered, or I just do a pickup, so curbside pickup at Ralph's. Mm-hmm. But I've had to go to the vet again because my other dog, Sasha, busted an anal gland. And
oh my God.
I'm just like, right now, if it's not one thing, it's another. So I had to go with Sasha. And, you know, I go take Cece to the pediatrician to do her checkup. And so, like, venturing out to do those things, does that, like, restart the clock on the quarantine? Like, I wouldn't be able to get together with you guys for 14 days. It seems like inevitable that something is going to continually come up to put me back in a quarantine for 14 days.
Well, I think that's what you have discussions with, right? You like, discuss what is a reasonable risk. Like, are we okay with, you know, one person in the family going out occasionally as needed for essential things and wearing masks and washing hands and all that stuff? Or are we not okay with that? You know, like it's all about making sure everyone's on the same page as far as risk goes, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't have the answer for that.
Neither do I. I don't think anyone really does. And that's why it's such a confusing time.
It really is.
The one thing I will say, though, about going to the pediatrician, it was shockingly delightful to socialize with Cece's pediatrician because I've known him for years. I really like the guy. I always like talking to him. And it's almost like, oh, my God, this is like the first friend I've seen. And he's not my friend. He's my baby's doctor. But it felt like talking to a friend in person.
You're friendly with him.
Yes. Just like, God, going out and seeing another human that's not your family and talking to them for 15 minutes. It was nice. It was just really nice to talk to a person. So
I have talked to a lot of strangers at parks from a safe distance. Well, yeah, actually, the funniest one was we were out walking, just me and the baby, and we were at this street that has like a cul-de-sac, and he was walking around the sidewalk, and he does this thing where he always tries to walk up to people's front doors, like, and I have to be like, but stay on the sidewalk, stay on the sidewalk. And he was really trying to go up to this front door, and so I was like, we stay on the sidewalk, this isn't our house. And then I hear someone say, how old's your baby? And I look and there's like a older woman behind the screen of her front window. And so we started talking. We ended up talking for like 20 minutes while he ran around her front yard. And she has like dozens of grandchildren. And she was talking about how much she missed them. And we had a whole discussion about things. So it was actually kind of nice. I've been meaning to go back to that street to see if she's there just to like...
catch up, see if her daughter-in-law had that baby.
You have a COVID friend.
That's
so cool.
Yeah, it is nice to see people, for sure.
Indeed. Well, that's about all for me. Should we wrap it up and hear some listener stories?
I think we should.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why Storyworth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give Storyworth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to storyworth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted Storyworth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/BFP.
That's storyworth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
And we're back. So we have been collecting stories from you, our listeners, about what's going on during coronavirus in your hometown. And we have some voice memos to play for you today. Shauna, do you want to play the first one?
I do. Here we go.
Hello, Shauna and Laura. This is Rachel Monahan from Niagara Falls, Canada. I wanted to give my coronavirus update or check-in. In our neck of the woods here, we're really close actually to the American border. So New York State, which isn't doing nearly as well as us, has been teaching us a lot of lessons. And almost everyone is staying in their houses that I know of and is being very diligent. Masks are definitely encouraged up here. And yeah, doing our physical distancing and just trying to kind of get through. Weather's finally getting a little bit warmer. Which makes it easier to be outside, which is great. But personally, we had a really interesting first birthday party for my daughter. So it was just her father and me and our dog Luna, who ended up loving frosting, which we didn't know. And we just had a really simple celebration. We took a couple pictures. We didn't really do much. And it was strange to not share that milestone, but it was also one of those things we realized we'll never have a birthday that was as smooth and as easy to do as that one. So yeah, kind of bittersweet. And then now it's my 41st birthday and Mother's Day coming up this weekend. Normally my favorite time of year, and it just feels kind of quiet and isolating. But anyways, here's to everyone staying safe. You ladies have been amazing. I have been following you since I was 6 weeks pregnant, and I'm about just over 3 months behind you. And I can't even tell you how many tips and things I have utilized. So I really appreciate what you do, and keep on doing it and stay safe.
That's so sweet. It occurs to me that we didn't even talk about Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, Mother's Day during quarantine. I don't even remember. I think I just took a big nap in the middle of the day, basically.
Corey took the baby, like, on a walk, and I got to, like, hang out at home.
Mm-hmm.
I might have cleaned the house while I don't even know. No, I don't think I did. I think I relaxed. I think I tried. It's so funny. I do not even remember. And it was, like, a week ago. a week and a couple days.
I know. It's so wild. Oh, Steve cooked me a really nice dinner. He grilled some steaks and with chimichurri sauce.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So that was really sweet.
Yeah. Corey woke up and tried to make waffles.
Tried.
Well, there were waffles. He admits that, like, because I've been making waffles with my sourdough discard every Sunday. It's been like a thing. And he was like, I'll do it this time. But he was making it just from a box. And even he was like, well, these are not as good as your waffles.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of a great Mother's Day present, too, to know I'm needed.
Yes, that is true. Anyway, and Rachel, to celebrate that first birthday during this time is so odd and interesting, and thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it.
Definitely. So we have one more this week.
Hi, Shauna and Laura. My name is Nevena. I live in Berlin, Germany, but I'm originally from Bulgaria. I wanted to thank you guys so much for coming up with these bonus episodes. I think it's a great idea, and I love hearing other people's stories in this time of COVID-19. But I had been struggling for a long time to come up with my own BFP, and I finally found it, and I thought it's worth sharing. So it's already been quite a while since the emergency situation was announced in Germany. We had been planning to travel home to see our parents, but unfortunately our flight was cancelled, and I was really bummed because I had been really looking forward to sharing our daughter's first birthday with our closest people. Anyway, the silver lining came this week. since my husband has been working from home for the past couple of weeks, he could do something that he was really regretting that he might not be able to do. He witnessed her first steps. And I know this was really, really important to him because he had been really looking forward to that. He had been kind of like Rocky's personal trainer, you know, really encouraging her. And she had been making some really shy steps, like first one, then two. And then one day, finally, she did like three and then four. And you could see how he was really happy and she was really happy. And she was doing kind of like the drunk walk between me and him nonstop. So it was all in all a very happy day. And being able to share these moments with him was pretty amazing. So if, I guess if there is one great thing that came out of all of this, kind of the general BFP for the whole world, it is that fathers got to witness so much more of their children's lives. So that's my BFP. I hope you're all safe and well. Thanks for making us all laugh all the time. Keep it up. Bye.
Thank you so much. I love that story. That just made my heart melt and made me smile. And the way you described your little baby taking her little drunk steps. Oh, little drunk walk. Oh, so cute. I love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you.
It's adorable. And I do think, you know, moms and dads around the world are getting more time, which really is a silver lining for sure.
Yeah, so. Definitely.
So that's it for this week. Shauna, shall we take a quick break and come back with our BFPs?
Yeah, let's do it. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although of course it is helpful in those situations too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicones, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at loolavie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you.
We are back with our BFPs, only BFPs during these special COVID check-ins. We start with a personal BFP and then we'll do a bonus one. So Laura, do you have a personal BFP for us?
I do. My personal BFP is the virtual Zoom-based classes we've been taking through the place I've been doing Mommy and Me class for the last year and change, the Family Room. You can find them at familyroomcenter.com. Okay. They've moved their classes to Zoom for obvious reasons. And I was really skeptical that it would work out. And I have to say, like, the first class or two, my guy was not that into them. Like, he wasn't into looking at the screen. He didn't get it.
Yeah.
But we are taking Toddler and Me class, which is really more of like a parent education class, to be honest. We talk about, you know, every class there's a topic like dealing with tantrums, how to do like, you know, independent play, learning based play, all kinds of stuff like self-care for parents, that sort of thing.
Cool.
But it starts with music for the songs for the kids. So it's a little bit for him, but more for me. And then we are doing a music class, a virtual music class, and that's all for him. Mm-hmm. And he has gotten really into the music class.
Oh,
like,
cool.
He dances around and we have like a little drum and, you know, shakers and stuff. And he gets into it and he shakes and dances and plays and I think he's actually like learning things from it too.
Aww.
They do this thing. It's actually like structured educational music class for toddlers. So it's not like they're not teaching notes or anything. But there's a thing where she'll sing a song and then you touch your head and shoulders and knees depending on toes. So she'll sing a little song and then she'll say, "Sing with me." She'll go, "Ba, ba, ba," and that's like head, shoulders. And then if she'll do it another time, it'll be like, "Ba, ba, ba," that's head, shoulders, knees, right?
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So out of the blue at the end of class today, my toddler like walks up to the screen and goes, he taps his head and goes, "Ba, ba," like on tone. And I was like, what? Yeah. So I'm like, wow, learning is happening. Okay, this is good. This is good.
Cool.
And he's super engaged in the music and Toddler and Me class. And then I get to talk to other people, you know, which is nice. And hear about the problems they're having. And everyone's, you know, talking about their own ways of coping. So if you have one in your area, it can help support something in your area. If you don't, go to familyroomcenter.com and look up. The music class I'm in is a 4-week class, so we only have one more class. So I think they're going to do another one after this. So
cool.
Yeah, that is, it's really gives us some structure too. We have it on Mondays and Wednesdays. So it's like Monday morning, I'm like, yes,
we have
Toddler and Me class, and same with Wednesdays. So
that's so fun.
It's been a pleasant surprise, I have to say.
Good.
Yeah. So how about you? What's your personal BFP?
This week, my friend Melissa, who lives in Austin, and I, we got on Zoom and did a watch party happy hour of one of our favorite fluff shows, which is Nailed It. I think I've talked about that before. It's like a baking show where people are terrible bakers, and it's hosted by a hilarious comedian, Nicole Byer.
I love her. She's so funny.
So funny. So I love that show. Melissa and I have been like holding off watching Nailed It season 3 that came out recently because we wanted to watch it together. So we finally had a chance to get online and have a drink and catch up, first of all, and then watch Nailed It at the same time and laugh. So
do you like hit play at the exact same time?
Yeah. It wasn't perfect. Like, you could kind of hear a little delay on either end, but the Netflix co-watching feature is only available on the computer. So we couldn't like activate that really because I wanted to watch on the TV, not on my computer. Yeah. So
that's fun.
Yeah, that was super fun. And we have another date for this Saturday night to do it again. So yeah.
I want to do that with the movie Cats.
Oh, that sounds fun. That is supposed to be kind of a unusual train wreck of sorts.
Yeah, unusual. That's generous. Yeah.
I'll watch that with you. Let's do it.
I think we should do that. Okay. Maybe we should live stream ourselves watching
it. Let's do it. I'm 100% down.
All right.
Okay, so do you have a bonus BFP for us?
I do. So as you know, we love Emily Oster, the author of Crib Sheet and Expecting Better. And you had had her newsletter as your bonus BFP a few weeks ago. So she actually just launched a site called COVID Explained. And it's like sort of an expanded version of her newsletter. It's at explaincovid.org. And it's just like a great one-stop shop for like all the information you need that's science-based, like fact-based, but also like logical. Like she talks about how to think about risk in your own life. And she talks about how the virus actually spreads. So you can understand, like if you understand how the virus actually spreads, maybe you can, you know, make your decisions based on that. So highly recommend explaincovid.org. Very, very useful.
I love her.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
What is your bonus BFP?
Well, you know, I have been really missing the library because, as I mentioned on a previous episode, I check out like 30 kids' books at a time.
Yes.
And we just consume so many kids' picture books here. And I'm so sick of the ones that are on the shelf because the libraries are closed. And we're stuck with the whatever 20 that we checked out way back in March and the ones we own. And I'm just like so bored of them. And I don't really want to spend a lot of money buying books, you know? So I was like, oh, what about this Kindle Unlimited through Amazon, Amazon Prime? Like, I'll try that out for a month. It's like a free trial. I wonder if they have picture books, like kids' books. And so we download books onto my iPad and get to read picture books with Elle, which is really fun, and some chapter books. The selection on that stuff is not great. That's like the only downfall. Like, there's some truly tremendous books, like Little Blue Truck is in there, Bad Seed, a couple other fun ones, but for the most part it's like kind of questionable, but it's just so fun to have like new content coming my way and her way. And of course she loves reading on a tablet, so it's really fun.
That sounds super fun.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's our show. I think that's our bonus episode.
Our bonus episode. Hope you guys all are doing so well. As usual, if anyone out there wants to send us an update about what's going on in your neck of the woods, even if you sent us an update a while ago, maybe things have changed. I don't know. We want to know. So definitely reach out. Send us your story. Laura, where can they reach us?
You can send us a voice memo or video that we will use the audio from to contact at bigfatpositivepodcast.com. You can also find us on social media at BFP Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or go to our website, bigfatpositivepodcast.com. You can also join our Facebook community. Just search Big Fat Positive Community. It's a closed group, so I will have to add you. But once you get added, it's a great group with a lot of really active discussions going on right now. So come join us.
Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you have a wonderful, happy, healthy day.
Bye.
Bye.